Hello and welcome back to the TTD Tatani Talk stuff. We're looking at Sukkah 8. This year we'll be talking Daf Lesson a Day in a few minutes away. Here, the Gemara is talking about how much room does a person take up. It brings some mathematical equations. What if it's a circle inside a square, a square inside a circle, complicated stuff. And then the Gemara goes on to talking about how much space does a person actually occupy. One opinion talks about how there's really three people, only measure like 2 amos or so. Three people take up 2 amos, but one opinion says, Ravasi said to Ravashi, indeed a man occupies the space of an amma. Rav Yochanan did not reckon the space occupied by the people as being inside the sukkah. He describes them as sitting outside the sukkah. A smaller sukkah thus has a diameter of 6 amos. You want to make sure that the person has the ability to be in the sukkah, him and himself, that he has the amma. The question becomes in our life, what do you do with your amma? Are you just filling up the space in the world? Are you generating anything for the world? Are you being productive in the world? What does your amma contribute to the world? I like to contribute a little bit of dalet amos in my aspect of the world. Whatever I could do with my talents, my abilities, my capabilities, so too everyone should do with their talents, their capabilities. I love to speak, I love audio, I love podcasts, so that's my little contribution, my dalet amos. That's what I'm trying to do with my amma of space in this world. What will you do with your amma? Just as the Gemara talks about how a person occupies that amma, make sure it's not just filler space, make sure it's not empty space, make sure it's not wasted space, but that you and your amma are contributing, are doing something to the world, contributing something in the world, benefiting the world for the better, involving yourselves in Torah, Chesed, Mitzvos, and doing good things with your capabilities, with your aspects, with your talents, and with your special resources. Join us next time as we talk Sukkah 9 here on the TTD.